Good morning, Sower Nation. It is Monday, July the 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2025. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. New week here, new consecration, right? Last week's consecration is not enough for this week's transformation and demonstration. So let's go at it fresh. We're meeting with Jesus, and it is today again. Okay? Be encouraged. This is your daily dose of encouragement. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I love that prayer every single day. I feel like, you know, if I don't pray that prayer, it just kind of feels like I didn't put my socks on today. I'll stop there. All right. Our entry today is entitled Exploring the Unpredictable Life of the Promises of God. Our text is Numbers chapter 13, verses 21 to 25. Hear now the word of the Lord. So they went up and explored the land from the desert of Zin as far as Rehob toward Lebo Hamath. They went up through the Negev and came to Hebron, where Ahiman, Shishai, and Talmai, the descendants of Anak, lived. Hebron had been built 7 years before Zoan in Egypt. When they reached the valley of Eshcol, they cut off a branch bearing a single cluster of grapes. Two of them carried it on a pole between them, along with some pomegranates and figs. That place was called the Valley of Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes the Israelites cut off there. At the end of 40 days, they returned from exploring the land. The word of the Lord. Now, consider this. It's today again, which means it's another opportunity to encourage one another. I wonder how many of us find ourselves in a situation we didn't really choose, in a scenario that chose us. Something happened somewhere along the way to interrupt our best laid plans. Maybe it was cancer, or divorce, or the unexpected and perhaps untimely death of a loved one. Maybe it was the loss of a job or a community in an unforeseen move. Maybe it was the slow rising tide of an addiction. What began as a glass of wine in the evening has become boxes of wine every week. Certainly, the global pandemic a few years back pushed all of us into ways of wilderness life we would never have chosen. Many of us are still watching church on TV, as if church were something that could be watched. And we still wonder if we ever really will go back to the way things were. Let me just stop there. I feel like maybe I've unnecessarily offended some people. There are people who I don't consider online church to be a bad thing, okay? I get it. There are many circumstances that justify and warrant being, you're not watching, you're participating. I'm hoping you're leaning into church if you're watching it on YouTube or on Facebook. Just want to make that clear. It's okay, it can be a good thing, but you know what? If you can go back to church, I want to encourage that too. All right, in short, we've been pushed into ways of life we could slowly and easily settle into. Setting up house in a wilderness never meant to be our home. This was the story for the people of God in the book of Numbers. They hated life in the wilderness, and yet it had become their life. They grumbled and complained about everything almost constantly, yet not only would they come to settle for life outside of the promises of God, but they would even make themselves at home there. No one ever consciously chooses to live beneath the promises of God, though. They just don't choose the faith it takes to claim and pursue the promised life. That's what we will face here with God's people in the wilderness. And that's what we're facing in our own lives right now. Will we choose God and the promised life and the faith it requires of us? Or will we quietly not choose at all and settle for the striving mediocrity and comfortable existence of a predictable life? You remember from last time, right? The hell of a predictable situation versus the joy of an unpredictable one. The bad news, we only have one shot at this life, and it is passing us by. The good news, we get to choose, and the opportunities to choose keep coming around until they don't. Here's my deep encouragement for your heart and mine right here and right now. This is Ephesians 5:14. It's going to sound familiar to you. It begins by saying, "This is why it is said, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Many of us need to take a reconnaissance mission into the promised land of possibilities in our own lives. It's time to shake off the grave clothes of the past and all it has meant. We can't settle for this present wilderness and succumb to the deep tendency to make ourselves at home here, nor can we go back to normal. We must press on toward the promise. It's time to explore the unpredictable life of the promises of God. Now, I want you to get a picture of the veritable farmer's market these 12 explorers, aka spies, brought back with them from this land of promise. When they reached the valley of Eshcol, they cut off a branch bearing a single cluster of grapes. Two of them carried it on a pole between them, along with some pomegranates and figs. Let's pray. Father, we are tired and weary, so many of us, of this season of life we find ourselves in. We didn't see it coming, and we don't see a way out. We confess we are slowly getting used to it. And we know if we don't wake up, we will gradually settle for it. Let all of this shaking we have been through accrue to awakening to you, Jesus. We are desperate for you, Lord. Come, Holy Spirit, and take us into the new land of the new creation life you made us for. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our journal prompts today. Do you find yourself slowly settling for a life beneath the promises of God? What are you turning to in order to prop your life up these days? Don't you want better? Will you risk simple honesty today? Name the place. Make an altar to Jesus. Name the altar. Get ready for deliverance. Wow, I'm just flooded with lots of thoughts after working through that this morning. We're going to sing in a minute. got a perfect song. Standing on the Promises of God. It's number 434 in our Seedbed Hymnal, our Great Redeemer's Praise. Feel like some of you just need to go ahead and order that hymnal today. You need a hymnal to go with your Bible. And we're singing out of that same book every day here on the Wake Up Call. 434 today. And I'm praying, I'm believing, I'm hearing a lot of you, in fact, singing out there with me. But we need more people singing. Sometimes I think people just, I don't know, it's kind of new for people just to like sing at their house by themselves or with each other in the morning. We're used to singing in church. Maybe we're used to singing in our car, driving around on the way to work, around town. But singing in the midst of our meeting with the Lord in the morning on the wake-up call, yeah, that's where we got to go, friends. It's next level. So back on that point, do you find yourself slowly settling for a life beneath the promises of God? You just, you know, you didn't stop. You never stopped believing in God. That's the subtle deception, right? That's why this text, right? Don't encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that you will not be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Shrinking back is just so seductive. It's just always right there. We know we're not like walking away from God, but we just stop walking into his invitation. And we've done it for good reason. We've had bad things have happened. Our prayers didn't get answered like we hoped. We've been disappointed. We can't square up something that has broken in our lives. We cannot resolve it. We can't make sense of it. We can't even make meaning of it often. And it just makes it hard to keep putting yourself out there in faith. I get it. I totally understand. And that's why we got to encourage each other. We're like, get back up. Get back up. We've got to jump back in. You thought that the water was going to support you, but you sank, and that's okay. Let's get back up and get back in the game. I'm just saying, you know, today, like, is that where you are? That wilderness wound, right? It's time to just rip off the Band-Aid and say, Lord, this is not healing like I thought. It's still infected. Would you bring some antibiotics to this? Would you bring the antibiotics of the Holy Spirit into this wound? It's time to draw a line. It's time to turn the page. It's time to let go of the former things. The Bible says, forget the former things. Don't dwell on the past. Behold, I'm doing a new thing. We got to encourage each other to stay in this. That's what we're doing. So maybe it's an altar you need to make to the Lord today. Name it. Just put a name on it. And memorialize it. Mark it. Make it visible. I love the quote. I wish I could remember who said it. It's somebody quite, I'm going to see if I can look it up even while I'm talking here. Our future is as bright as the promises of God. The future is as bright as the promises of God. It says William Carey. Actually, I'm seeing Adoniram Judson. That's more like it. Adoniram Judson. The future is as bright as the promises of God. And the one thing I also want to just add today, guys, on this Monday, is that Jesus Christ is raised from the dead, okay? he's resurrected from the dead. He wasn't resuscitated. He didn't die again. He was raised from the dead in a resurrection body, where he now sits at the right hand of God, holding session over the cosmos. He is reigning as Lord of heaven and earth. He won. He's raised from the dead. Guys, nothing can separate us from the promises of God now. It's a fait accompli. It's fait accompli. It's done. It is written. The Lamb has won. And not even our death, which we're all going to go through, not even death can stop it, can defeat us in Jesus. So I guess that's what I'm trying to say, is that Jesus is raised from the dead. It's going to be okay. We're going to win. We're going to make it. And it's going to be worth it. Okay? Are you ready for this week now? Let's go. Standing on the Promises, 434, all five verses. I wish my dad was here again. He's not here today. He's over in his house. He lives 10 miles away across the river. I should just drive over there and sing it, but I'm here. I got to get it in. It's a holiday weekend when I'm recording this. So, standing on the promises of Christ, my King, through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises I now can see. Perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally by love's strong cord. Overcoming daily with a spirit sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Last verse. Standing on the promises, I cannot fall. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call. Resting in my Savior as my all in all. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God, my Savior. Standing, standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Amen. I could hear some of you chiming in there with the other parts in that chorus. I wanted to do it, but I pitched it at the height that I just had to stay. I had to stay focused today. We're not the ones making the promises. And you know what? We're not the ones even keeping the promises. The promise has been made. It is being kept. We are the ones to stand on the promise, right? We're not the ones writing the checks. He says, cash it. The money's in the bank. Come on, step out. The promised land is good. Your future is as bright as the promises of God. So wake up, sleeper. Come on. Get out of bed, rise from the dead. Jesus is shining. A new day is dawning. Be filled with courage. Just begin to take steps today into it. Listen, get your seeds. It's Monday. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.